Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fay. On today's program, we're going to be talking about a church here in Nicholasville. In fact, next week they'll be celebrating their 171st anniversary. It's the Nicholasville Baptist Church located on York Street, and we'll be talking to its pastor, Moses Radford, right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville, and they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here, still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things in our community. Well, today we're going to talk about one of the oldest churches in our city. In fact, they are getting ready to celebrate an anniversary next week here in Nicholasville. It's the First Baptist Church located on York Street. And with me today is its pastor, and gosh, you've been there for 25 years, is
six.
That right? 26 years. Moses Radford, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Glad you could come in and talk a little bit about the church. 171 years. I would say, and I'm just guessing here, but I would say in Jessamine County, probably it ranks right up there, I'm sure, with Nicholasville Baptist, also with probably Mount Pleasant. Macedonia is a little bit behind you, I think. But, I mean, you're one of the oldest churches in the city, aren't you?
Yes. Of my knowledge, First Baptist is actually the oldest church in the city, among Baptists in a way, because First Baptist is like 6 years older than Nicholasville Baptist is.
Is it really?
Yes.
What about that?
First Baptist was organized in 1846.
Wow. Now, you all are getting ready to have a celebration, 171 years, and it'll be August 12th or 11th. What's the date on that? It's next Saturday. We are, today is August the 5th, so it'd be Saturday, August 12th.
It'd be on
12th.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday,
make sure
August
we get this right.
August the 13th.
Okay. We'll talk about a little bit more about what you all have planned, but can you give us a little bit of the history of the church? You know, maybe some names along the way and how the church is done.
Well, according to the history, the church was organized in 1846. Mm-hmm. They met on York Street in a building they called the Union Church. Mm-hmm. That's where other churches met also, just not First Baptist Church. At that time was Africa Baptist Church.
Okay.
Then later on, the name was changed to First Baptist Church. I don't know exactly what year the church was renamed to First Baptist.
Yeah.
But the building that we're meeting in now, that building was built in 1911.
Wow.
The pastor was Reverend Million.
Yeah.
His name is on the stone up above the entrance of the church building. The church actually was some few years without a pastor. When they first organized, they was under a white Baptist church in the county. I'm not sure which one. Possibly could have been the oldest in the county, which is Mount Pleasant and
probably so.
And
King.
Because
Macedonia came out of there also, I think.
Yeah, I think Macedonia, King, and some other churches most likely.
Right.
But the church finally got her first pastor, Reverend Peter Johnson, and he served the church for 23 years.
How many do you know? How many pastors has there been throughout?
I'm the 24th pastor.
24th. And at 26 years, where are you in that line? I mean, as far as longevity.
I'm the longest.
Are you really? You broke the record.
Yes, I broke the record.
Wow.
The majority of the members of the church, ranging from my age, which is 56, up to about 75, most of them joined under Reverend C.W. Thompson, who served the church almost 20 years.
Yeah.
So when I first got here, many members kept reminding me how long Reverend Thompson served, which was almost 20 years. Somebody even said 19 years, 10 months, 10 days, or something of that nature.
Yeah.
So I kept saying that after I got close to that time, I'm going to beat his record. I said, even just by one day more. Then I passed his record by the help of the Lord. Then I said, well, the longest pastor, Reverend Peter Johnson, who was the first pastor, served 23 years. So a couple of years ago, they had my 23rd celebration. Then, of course, last year was quarter of a century, 25th year here. Now I'm 26 years. Actually, I began my pastorate at the church on the church anniversary Sunday.
Really?
And in 1991, it was the 145th anniversary of services. And I preached for the morning service and the special service that afternoon.
Well, let's get a little personal now as far as you're concerned. Tell us a little bit about you, where you're from, how you got here. I guess it was because of the church, but also tell us a little bit your family and kind of what's all they're doing.
I'm originally from Tree County, and that's in the western part of Kentucky, place called Cerulean. Many people still don't believe it's on the map. A little small place, and I was born and reared there. My father was a pastor. He pastored in Christian County, about 22 miles from Cerulean, at the Pleasant Hill Missionary Baptist Church there. And that's where I actually, I was in my mother's womb when my father stopped pastoring there in 1960.
Yeah.
And I was born in November that year. Then in October 68, I accepted Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Got baptized in that church. In 1980, I surrendered to preach, as I knew the Lord was calling me to do that. And so that was 1980 of September when I started preaching, ordained December that year as a Baptist minister, and began pastoring July 1982. And been pastoring ever since.
Now, were you down there when you started in 82?
I was in Western Kentucky, living in Greenville, Kentucky. My first church was New Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in DePoy, which is about 3 miles out of Greenville. Then Moore's Chapel Baptist Church in Nordenville, about 20 miles out of Greenville. Then First Baptist Church in Greenville. And then from there to here.
So you got invited while being there to come up here on that 145th anniversary and talk and speak.
Right. Well, it worked. It was a process.
Yeah.
They were looking for a pastor.
Down here, First Baptist.
Yeah, First Baptist Nicholasville was in the process of looking for a pastor. And I found out about the church, and I sent my resume through much prayer. And make a long story short, the Lord worked it out.
Yeah.
The Lord worked it out. Actually, before I even sent my resume, I was in Lexington area for General Association of Baptists in Kentucky. We met in Lexington, walking across the parking lot, and I saw these blue vans of First Baptist Church in Nicholasville, and I said to my wife, those are the vans of my next church.
Yeah.
And she said, you know where that church is? I said, no. I've never been there before, but I know those are the vans of my next church. And the Lord worked it out a year later, and I came to Nicholasville.
There you were. Been there ever since.
Been there ever since. At First Baptist Nicholasville.
Who was the pastor right before you?
Reverend Earl Mackey.
Mackey.
And because between Reverend C.W. Thompson, as I stated earlier, he was here almost 20 years. There was Reverend Justin Marks, Reverend John Crittenden, Reverend Larry Points, and Reverend Earl Mackey.
Points. Boy, that's a name I hadn't heard in a while, too. Yeah, that's been a while.
And I'm married, Calvania Louise Vault. Reverend, we've been married 35 years. We've got three children, Mario, which he's married now and have children. He's a pastor also in Lexington at Growth Point Church. My oldest daughter, Cassandra, she's here in Nicholasville. My youngest daughter, Christian, she's in Cleveland. She's a school teacher. Of course, my daughter, Cassandra, she also teaches. She teaches at the Early Learning Village.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Nicholasville.
Good place.
Yeah.
You also do some teaching on the side, too, don't you?
I self-teach. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this. The kids enjoy you, too. Even I remember one day we were going, I was picking my son up, I think, at JCTC, and it's before he drove to school, and I think you came out of the building, and I said something about there's Preacher Radford. He said, oh, you know him? And he's very complimentary of you because he had you in his class. But you kind of sub lots of places around here, don't you?
Yes, yes. I do sub quite a bit at the middle schools and the high schools and vocational
school, right,
at JCTC. I used to do elementary. I don't do them anymore. I'd rather have classes that they're going to switch every hour. Different group of kids.
I can understand that. What do you find is the most, because evidently you like it or you wouldn't have stayed here 26 years. What do you find is the most gratifying about being here in this town, in First Baptist Church?
Well, if I can lift one thing up above other things that are really a blessing to me to keep me going, is the senior citizens of the church. I've grown to love them like the older men like fathers.
Right.
And the older women are like mothers. Those in their 60s and early 70s like big brothers and sisters to me. Just being able to minister to the seniors. One of the greatest joys is the noonday Bible study, actually 11 o'clock Bible study on Wednesdays, which is majority of senior citizens that come, people who are retired, and that's one of the great joys that I have, serving as a pastor, then going from their houses, going to their houses to see about them and listening to their stories they have to share with me as a pastor, and things about Nicholasville, about Jesse McKenna, about First Baptist Church, just different stories of life they have to share. So that's a great joy. Then second on the list would be help steer the young people in the right direction.
Sure.
To help lead and guide them. I watch now several groups of preteens grow up to become young adults. And some of them got families of their own now. So that's been a joy to help mold and train, teach young people, give them the word of God, and to help guide them in life, both with biblical principles, number one, then just common sense stuff.
Right.
To be able to share with them is a great joy. I really enjoy preaching and teaching the word of God. Above all.
Well, you know, those young people, regardless of whether you're here another 26 years or not, they're the future of your church.
Definitely.
And so you got to make sure they're on the right track with you.
Right.
You're talking about senior citizens. I know one of your members just turned 70. I think I would look at him as a father rather than a big brother. Sankey Bingham, you know, he's getting up there. But mention
he might not like for you to say that.
And of course, I think I could probably get away with it saying that with him. But mentioning people, and I don't want you to try to get everybody, but tell us about who some of the leaders of your church is. Now, I know Sankey and his wife's very active in it, Janice or Faye, whichever one you can. Very active in the church. And a lot of people, now, you got some good people down there. In fact, I think the last time I was actually in your church, I was very honored to be a pallbearer for Miss Maupin.
Yes.
And attend her funeral service. You got some good people down there.
The Lord really blessed me in my pastorate here. Honestly, if I start naming people,
you're going to miss somebody.
I'm going to miss somebody. Yeah. Somebody really going to be upset that he didn't say anything about me. But since you mentioned Sankey Bingham, he's like a big brother.
Yeah.
He's a little bit over 13 years older than I am. Cause he just turned 7-0 a great celebration. But him and his wife both are great. My wife and I, we first got here. That's one couple that we look to as a model couple of a marriage.
Yeah.
Then another couple we also look to is the Boones, Alton and Frank Boone.
Oh, yeah.
As a model couple of marriage. And I would tell any young couple to go and talk with them and ask them for some wholesome advice how to make a marriage work. Faye is our church secretary. She's been longer than I've been the pastor. And she's a great secretary, and she keep things taken care of well, and I appreciate her.
Yeah.
And then Brother Sankey, most people call him Sankey.
Right.
I call him Captain. because when I first got here, I saw him on the post as an usher at the door, ushering, and always keeping good control of the worship services, of when to let people in, when to let people out, how to keep people quiet and stuff. So I just started calling him Captain. And although he is not the servant leader of the Ursa ministry of the church, but I always look to him as if he is because of his ability. And I even say, man, when you came out of your mama womb, you must have been Ursa. but those two couples are great two couples, the Boones and the Binghams. Some of the people that are gone on, they were very helpful to me. In my earliest days here at First Baptist, they're going to be with the Lord now. And you missed you mentioned Miss Moppins, Miss Joyce Moppins. Mm-hmm. She was like a mother. Mm-hmm. She became like a mother to me.
Good lady.
And
did you know her husband, James?
I did. Yeah, I think I preached his funeral.
Nice fella.
So many people's funerals I preached.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Jesse Mason, Mr. Mm-hmm. Clyde Taylor became like fathers. Mm-hmm. They were older men in the church when I mm-hmm. got here, and they going to be with the Lord. Mr. Elwood Day. And the list go on and on.
Right.
Because I'm preached at probably at least 80 funerals of First Baptist members since I've been here these 26 years. But present day, there are still so many that still with us. Mm-hmm. The Lord has blessed the church. We have about 5 in their 90s.
Wow.
Mr. Charles Rayleigh, who is the last of his family. 8 of them when I came. Mm-hmm. I done preached all their funerals mm-hmm. except for him. And Lord's willing, next month he'll be 91.
Great.
Mr. Fletcher Taylor, he's our oldest male member. He's 93 years old. And he has one brother left, the youngest of that family, Mr. Edward Taylor. Mm-hmm. So the others in between, I preach their funerals.
Yeah.
In that family. Miss Sue Taylor, she's our oldest attending member at this time. Mm-hmm. She's 90 years old.
Wow.
A great lady. I call her Mama Sue. Because when I first got here to the church, she was one of the first people at the church on Sunday morning, because she was still teaching Sunday school at that time. Mm-hmm. And she treated me like a son.
Yeah.
And even to this day, I still call her Mama Sue, because I have such a great relationship with her. She tell me when I'm right, and she would tell me when I'm wrong.
And that's okay.
And I appreciate that.
Sure.
Our oldest member of the church now, Miss Lena Sanders.
Oh, bless her heart. Jerry D's with her.
Yes. She's not able to attend church anymore, but I go by and see her quite often. She always have great stories to share mm-hmm. about First Baptist Church, about Jessamine County, about Nicholasville, about people mm-hmm. who passed through here. She's just such a blessing. And always talking about the Lord, how God has blessed her. She had no idea when she was younger coming up she would ever live to see this age. Mm-hmm. And she just keep asking the Lord one more year every year. She want one more year. Then this year we buried others, like Miss Louise Rayleigh, Brother Charles's oldest sister. She was 98, I think, when she passed. Mm-hmm. Then we got some in their 80s. Quite a few members in their 80s that are very instrumental in the church and very helpful to me as a pastor. The Lord has blessed First Baptist. We have several senior citizens.
Yeah.
And we count two different groups as seniors, of course. We give out, they was doing it when I got here, giving fruit baskets to senior citizens of the church mm-hmm. when I first got here. And when I first got, they were doing 60 and above. And when I first got here, we could deliver those fruit baskets to 60s and above, probably within a couple hours.
Yeah.
We would deliver all, maybe 15 at the most. But now, it's about 40-some people on the list.
Wow.
60 and above in our church that the deacons of the church take their responsibility of delivering the fruit baskets. I used to go with them all the time, but I had to stop going because we divided the group up. Mm-hmm. And so if I went to some of the seniors' houses and delivered fruit baskets, the other one would know where's the pastor. Mm-hmm. So I told the deacons, y'all do it from now on. I won't be going.
Well, you know, and that brings up another point, is when you are a pastor, if you're doing the job correctly, you're 24/7. You have to be available to your people, because we don't have set schedules on when things happen.
Right.
Things happen all the time. And so you've got to be there, and it's good. And that's why you've been around so long, I think. Yeah. Not only the fact that your word is prepared and delivered correctly, but the fact that you've got a group of people there that realize that you're there for them.
Right.
And no matter what, you'll be there for them as their pastor, and that's important in people's lives.
Yes, very much, very much. And that's one word I continuously to pass on to younger pastors. Because mm-hmm. one of the things about younger pastors, because I used to be one, we try to focus in up on bringing young people into the church, which is good, and churches must always reach young people.
Right.
But the old pillars of the church, your great supporters of the church, both with their presence, with their prayers, and with their finance, mainly as the senior people of the church. Because they are moved to the point of taking ownership. This is my church.
Right.
They going to see to their church being opened and functioning. They going to see to that. So I tell younger pastors, in all of the things that you do, do not forget the senior members of the church.
Sure.
Because they the one praying for you.
Yeah.
They the one really got you at heart and mind if you take out time for them. And that's one of the reasons why when I first got here, Brother Jesse Mason, which was one of the deacons of the church, took me around to the shut-in members of the church. And at least twice a month, I would go around to their houses every month, at least twice, like I said. Just to sit and talk with them. And some of them are great talkers. They want to talk all day long. I want you to visit them all day long. So I soon learned a little strategy. I would go to the talker's house first. And then I would let them know I got five more people I need to visit today.
That's smart thinking.
So I can get around.
That's smart thinking.
But it, God gave me opportunity to be planted in their hearts by seeing about them and caring for them. My dad, as I stated earlier, he was a pastor. One thing my daddy said, and it always stick with me, that you only become the pastor of those who let you in their heart.
Sure. Yeah. Makes sense.
And the way you get into their heart is by loving them and caring for them, taking out time to see about them.
Right.
So that's one of the major reasons why I know that God has left me here this long is because of the ministry to the senior people of the church.
And when you do that, when you act that way, then they do that ownership thing you were talking about. That comes to them that this is my, and they take care of things.
Right.
And it's not just taking care of building. It's taking care of people. It's taking care of everything. It's funny you brought that up. I was, remember a story while you were talking, and you mentioned Miss Lena, her husband, Jerry D. There's a park, Hayden Park, down there. And when I was on the city commission, they had some problems with some people putting some graffiti on the walls. And Jerry D. called one day and he said, let me ask you a question. Do you think that the city could get us some paint, some paintbrushes and rollers and stuff and get that painted? And I said, well, yeah, we can do that. We'll send somebody down. He said, no, I don't want that. We just want the materials. He said, I'm going to go around and have all the people live around here do it. Because that way they'll take ownership.
Right.
They'll look at it, that's ours. Don't be messing with it. And it's the same way in your church.
Right.
And it's not only, as we said, the fact that those people are ownership of the building proper, but they're also taking ownership of each other and their well-being.
That's right.
But you got to lead that.
That's right. And by precept and example, there are quite a few members in the church that often see about somebody else.
Sure.
Because right now I got some of those who are in their early 60s, the early senior days, they still up and moving about, they in good health.
Mm-hmm.
They are some of the ones that are taking care of those in their 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Right.
They going about seeing about these people, make sure they get to the doctor. And that's what church life is about.
Sure.
Loving one another and caring for one another. Not just in speech, but more so in deed.
Right.
That folk can see that. And as a pastor of the church, and that's my prayer, my desire, that I have set example as God has given unto me to love the folk, and that love has spread to others. And there are many other ones of the church that made a mark over the years, impact in the church. And some people behind the scene, some people never know. People know people who are out front. They all know the people behind the scene that actually keeping things rolling.
Right.
And keeping things moving. So the person behind the scene, it is equally important as the person that's in your face. And that's one of the messages I've been trying to give the church over these years, that it's not us that are up front that are more important than those behind the scene. Everybody's important.
It's everybody.
We have different roles. We have different functions to do. People falling in place doing stuff.
Yeah.
That's what church is about.
Yes.
Church is not about the preacher, the pastor, preaching messages or teaching lessons and doing everything. Mm-hmm. But our scripture for the anniversary is Ephesians 4, 12 through 16. We're talking about the pastor's role is to equip the saints, mm-hmm. to equip the church, mm-hmm. to do the work of the ministry. Through the preaching and teaching of the word, the church become equipped. They'll see by one another.
Right.
They'll take care of this. They'll take care of that. And all of that bring relief on the pastor's load so he can give more time in prayer instead of the word and ministering the word of God.
But it also gives those members that ownership.
Definite. That this is my church.
Sure.
And if this going to happen, I must do it.
You got to do it. That's right. And that's the way with a lot of things. Yeah, it works, civic groups, all this stuff. You're right.
Definite.
You've got a celebration coming up next week, a week from today or tomorrow. Is it on Saturday or Sunday?
It'll be on Sunday, the second Sunday in August.
What all you got planned? 171 years. And you know, evidently, this what you've been talking about has been done very well, or you wouldn't have lasted that long.
Definitely.
There's no way a church can last that long without this kind of working together. You got special plans for the celebration?
Well, this time we're doing on low-key. We're having a special service that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And with probably some things within the services that bring recognition to the longevity of the church,
yeah.
and some key people who have served the church over the years.
Sure.
Many have gone to be with the Lord, and those who are present with us. One of the things we are attempting to do, we did renovate the church in 2000,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to liquidate that debt. And so we asked in church family, each family of the church to give some, a certain amount to help towards that indebtedness.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is, this year, my focus as pastor of the church throughout the year, as I told them at the beginning of the year, is to get the church back where she ought to be in focusing on worshiping God.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not about the preacher, not about the people per se, but really about worshiping the Lord. Then the second point is about discipleship, building up. So even through this anniversary celebration, it'd be a moment of worshiping God,
mm-hmm.
and building up the people. So then we can do the third thing, which is missions. Reach out and touching others with missions, being there for people that are in need. Then evangelism, to evangelize, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with lost people. Then ultimately, the final focus for the year is fellowship,
mm-hmm.
encouraging one another. Because what I'm finding out more and more, that so many people are discouraged in life, and so we need encouraging one another. So really, our focus this year is not on big celebration weekend as we have done time past with events,
mm-hmm.
Outside of the church, even special events on the inside, but more, mm-hmm. focus back to the basics,
mm-hmm.
Giving people the word of God and just living and believing and trusting the Lord for a great celebration that day.
Right.
171 years. Because there are a lot of churches that we know of that have started long after 1846,
mm-hmm.
and have already closed the doors.
Well, sure. That's exactly.
Matter of fact, some have started in 2016, 15, and still, 14.
Yeah, that's right.
And doors closed even 2017.
Mm-hmm.
For a church to have doors open 171 years is a great blessing from the
Lord.
Sure
it is.
To be a witness in the community.
Yeah.
Just imagine if we had kept record from day one to today, how many people have been born into the kingdom of God through the ministry of First Baptist Church.
Right.
But my main focus is getting people to go know who Jesus Christ is.
Sure.
And that's what I want the church to always be mindful of, the mission of the church. Matthew 28:19-20, to go into all the world and teach them and baptizing them, mm-hmm. in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. That's the words of Christ. That's the main mission of the church, main purpose of the church. So that weekend, everybody's welcome. I wish every member of First Baptist Church, those who were born into the families of First Baptist Church, would make way, if possible, to come in for that service on the August the 13th.
Now, you said it started at 11?
11 o'clock services. I wish, especially those who have joined under my pastorate, they're no longer a teen. I wish they would certainly come that day.
Sure.
It'll be marvelous to look up and see ones on that day, as well as all Sundays and Wednesdays and whatnot. We're just looking forward to a great day that day.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, and I hope many more years. You know, that's one thing. If you look in any community, it doesn't matter where you're at in this country especially. If you look in any community, even in the hard days, the church is the backbones.
Yes,
they're the
definitely.
Ones that have been here for the length of time and kept people going and provided faith and a refuge and all kinds of things. So this is one of the churches in our community, folks, that have continued to contribute to the well-being of Jessamine County. And beyond, but especially to Nicholasville and Jessamine County. And we appreciate the work that all of your people do.
Thank you.
I know one thing, when they come down there, they'll hear some good singing, too.
Yeah.
if you want to listen to a mighty fine choir, folks, and in addition to Pastor Radford preaching, but if you want to hear some music, boy, I tell you what, those people can belt some tunes out. So why don't you join them on Saturday the 13th, starting at 11 o'clock. First Baptist Church, by the way, is on York Street. It's not hard to find. It's behind what's called the old jail, the meeting place that the county has now, and right catacornered to the back of Town Square Bank. Easy to find, and they'll be there with open arms. And as you said, Captain, as you call him, I call him 42, and he'll tell you why I do that with love. We'll be there to usher you in and make sure that you enjoy yourselves. Thanks for coming
in today.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for inviting me.
And happy anniversary to all of your church members.
Thank you.
My thanks to Pastor Radford for coming in and sharing the history of the First Baptist Church here in Nicholasville, one of the oldest churches in our town. It's also my thanks for you to coming in on Saturday mornings for All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next week at 11 o'clock as we learn more about the place where we live. Also tune in to my regular show every weekday morning from 6 until 8, right here on Jess FM 105.9.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.